Sweet Lord.
I remember the moment I found this record, and just digging through a pile of CDs in my basement. I was probably 16. And, you know, just coming across that George Harrison name. Beautiful, beautiful artwork on this record. And I popped it in, man. This was a game changer for me. This
Well, it was a number one hit.
Yeah.
And I would say that had to be about 1971 or 73, somewhere around.
Yeah, there. A handful of songs on this record were pitched by George Harrison during the Get Back sessions, you know, that were just re-released by Disney. And the band, you know, didn't accept any of them. So he sort of took these on his own and blew up. You love to see it.
All right. So welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, this year is, you know, I don't know, man, how we can, you know, it's been a tumultuous year. There, it hasn't all been bad because we got rid of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the midst of everything else that went bad, and all those negative things, got rid of Donald Trump.
Got some Senate seats.
Huh?
Got some Senate seats.
Yeah.
Got the word out. Got people involved.
Yeah. And so, you know, next year is going to be another big political year. And man, I know that there are people who are progressives who are a little frustrated because, you know, the year started with high hopes and high expectations, you know, with the Democrats controlling the Senate and Joe Biden being the president. You remember the euphoria, Evan?
I do.
And especially once the Senate seats in Georgia and those seats were won, and just the excitement, man, of what was to come. It's not like this past year was a total loss. I think that one thing, if people didn't learn, they know now, especially Democrats. And that's the fact that Republicans aren't going to roll over and just give in and let Democrats do anything. It's going to be a slug all the way through. Who do we have on the line?
We got Tom from L.A. Man, you're perfect. You hey, set him up. He knocks him down.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I'm just wondering if there's a way that we can actually have some of these people that are running for office actually sign something that says this is the way they're going to vote. So we're not going to be given the old okey-doke again and, you know, be all excited about Warnock and Ossoff, and then all of a sudden we have other people that are not in line with the progressive agenda. Just wondering if there's something we can do to say, you know what, this is where you say you stand, but you know what, if you really believe it, put it in writing and have a signature on it.
Are you aware that Joe Manchin said today that if the Democrats rewrote the Build Back Better bill and ran it through the proper procedure, he may vote for it?
Joe Manchin has said so much different stuff.
I know, man, but that at least,
a stack of Bibles, and he wants to put it in writing, so for time in memoriam, that he is the absolute
So you don't want to hear any of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything from any of these people anymore. I want to see action. I don't want to.
It's kayfabe. That's right. If you give them the chance, they'll lie to your face just to take the heat off so they can go home and, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired of the words. I want action. Actions speak louder than words. And the thing is, if that action takes someone having to write down, yes, this is what I'm going to do, and we were able to hold them accountable to it, then I think that's what we need to do. Because I'll tell you what, there's too much where these guys give broken promises. You know, here's a promise, and then it breaks because this happened or that happened. And it's like, no, we're asking for a very simple thing, Medicare for all.
So are you disappointed as a progressive? And I know how excited you and I and others were when Biden won and Warnock and them won, and we just – knew that the comeuppance was going to happen to the Republicans.
I just think it's really, really discouraging that the Republicans seem to be able to get whatever they want through. And the Democrats are always, it's always a struggle. It's always a Joe Lieberman. It's always someone else. It starts to make you feel like the game is actually fixed. And I don't want to feel that way about my government. I want to feel that they are there for the people and that they're here to give us, we the people, a return on investment, not the military-industrial complex, not the other big money that's out there, but actually give we the people the actual return on investment from the money that we put forth in our taxes.
Tom, you always talk about we the people, and you are absolutely 100% correct. But do you have any inkling on why we the people don't understand what we the people really means?
Well, one, because Ronald Reagan got rid of civics in 1978, probably. And then also on top of that, you know, it's bread and circus. People seem to like the bread and circus. They like controversy. They like drama. They don't, you know, it's almost like we got to change the way, you know, where we make it fun to know that there's three branches of government and this is how it works, and make a game show out of some of this stuff, because maybe then people would be interested. I don't know. It just seems like people glaze over on politics, and it's like it is the number one thing that we should all be discussing, and not just discussing right, left, just discussing right and wrong. And
hey, Tom, I wish I had more time. We got to get out of here, man. Thank you very much, as always. We got to go. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. All right, Evan, thanks. See you later.
Take care, my friend.
All right.